On the Owatonna Coaches Show, we bring in Ann Christensen to look back on a home track and field meet that was held on Tuesday, and we're closing in on Big Nine, which will also be at home for the Huskies at the Owatonna track. And as far as hosting at least two Big Nine teams, maybe a third team was in the mix as well this weekend. What was the story on the home track on Tuesday?
Well, it was a great finish to our regular conference season. We had 36 PBs on the day, which was amazing for that. You know, it's just great to see the girls making so many improvements, and that's what you look for this time of the year. So we were against Austin, Mankato West, and we scored 77 points. Austin had 60, and Mankato West had 49. So well done job. All four of our relays took first place, our 4x8, yep, with Sarah Kingland, Morgan Winter, Maddie Kozlowski, and Ari Shornock. And then the 4x4, which is Avery Ahrens, Grace Wolf, Hillary Harstead, and Sid Kretlow. Our 4x2, which was Jessica Gregory, Annika Weiss, Sarah Anderson, and Ava Wolf. And Sarah and Ava were also part of the 4x1, that one with Lindsay Bangs and Emma Zimmerman. Jessica Gregory did well with the relay, but then she also won the 300 hurdles, and she was second in the 100 hurdles. Sid Kretlow, along with being in that 4x4, was also the winner in the 800. And so we also, in our field events, got first place from Kaya Elstead in the triple jump. She's looking really nice there, and she was followed closely by Hillary Harstead. And then Lindsay Bangs won the high jump. And so it was a great day for a meet, and the girls did very well.
When you start to think about the Big Nine, what are some big factors? What do you think about when you start to prepare for the conference meet on the 23rd?
Well, it's a meet where you have to have people that can place in the top. You know, it's going to be eight places since we have an eight-lane track. So if we can have people that top those top eight finishes in, you know, we look at how we did at True Team, and we had somebody in top 10 there, not saying competition, stiff competition. We feel if we can place somebody in every event and get a couple events where we can get two people to place, we'll be sitting pretty well. And so what we're seeing from the girls is indicating to us that, you know what, that's a big possibility. And then when you can get your relays to perform well on top of that, those are going to score you some big points. And so that's what we're hoping will happen. The host is a nice edge to that, so we're hoping that that helps us out as well.
Are the field events for Owatonna a strength as well?
They are getting there. Triple jump is looking really strong. The high jump is looking good, and our throws, they're coming along quite well. And, you know, long jump, they're going to pop some. So, and then pole vault, you know, they hopefully will get us a place. And that's a big help for us as well.
Who are the conference favorites?
I'd probably have to say Northfield. We have not seen them, but I know that they did not graduate many off of their squad from last year, and they were the conference champions last year. Okay. So that's a big one. But, you know, we're looking to be in the hunt, and hopefully we surprise a few people.
The timetable looks to be kind of an all-day affair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So we'll start with prelims in the morning around 10:30, and then we will be going all the way through. The finals for the running events are going to start officially at 1:45, and the field events will start some at 10:30, and so those will be finals as they're taken care of in the morning. So we'll have, for on the girls' side, discus, high jump, and long jump, and then the other ones will follow that after the boys are done. So it will go through till about 7 o'clock on Thursday night. So if people can swing by and see what a big meet is all about and cheer on the home team, it'd be great to have people come out.
All right. Should be a fun opportunity to host all the Big Nine conference teams for a big event, the conference meet at OHS on Thursday the 23rd. And good luck to you and the girls.
Thank you very much, Roy. We appreciate it.
All right. Talking Owatonna Girls Track and Field with Coach Ann Christensen on the Coach's Show, KRFO.